What is sin?
I have talked to God a lot about what sin is. I am not a murderer. I am not a liar. I do not steal. I do not even kill a spider. So, I ask God, then what is sin?
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. Romans 6:16.
I became aware that sin is the opposite of obedience. I am not talking about obedience to the Ten Commandments, but following the guidance and counsel of my perfect Father through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. God requires of me to stay in His presence when the pain of shame, condemnation, or abandonment comes, instead of falling into my own sinful behavior patterns of hiding, running, and blaming.
And everything that does not come from faith is sin. Romans 14:23.
I have learned that I can go one of two ways when I feel that I do not matter, that I do not count, that I'm not worthy to be loved. I can turn to Jesus to save me from these belittling lies of the Father of lies, or I can turn to my own ways of saving myself from the pain of these lies, and consequently sin. God does not expect me to save myself. God expects me to follow His counsel and guidance into the truth. That is obedience, the opposite of sin. Obedience is always done in faith. Obedience is trusting and believing what Jesus has done to save me from the pain of the Father of lies. Obedience is not trusting in myself.
Many times He delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sin. Psalm 106:43.
I realized that the perfect Father wants me to come to Jesus to be saved from the deception of the Father of lies that results in shame, abandonment, and condemnation. Instead of being bent on remaining in my old habits and behavior patterns and waste away in my own solutions. That is obedience, the opposite of sin. I bless you.